So, to understand the acceleration paragraph in your mortgage, once we get the banks back in touch with reality, and that yes, indeed, they're accelerating your mortgage when they go to foreclose, you need to understand what an option in a contract is. So, contracts have rights and responsibilities for both parties, and sometimes there will be an element of a contract that provides one party with an option that the other party doesn't have any say over. And in your mortgage, when you fall behind, they have an option to go to take the steps to foreclose by sale. To do any foreclosure, the first step of which is to declare you in default by sending you a letter, and then to decide what they're going to do to foreclose not on just the couple of payments you're behind, but to foreclose on all of the debt, which requires them to accelerate the date on which the mortgage is going to become due and payable in full into the present, so that they can foreclose on all of those payments that would have occurred into the future. In other words, they have to do that to get the present, to get the full principal, because otherwise it's only fully due and payable on whatever date was put on, usually on the first or second page of your mortgage, which was 30 years out from when you signed it, usually. So what they're doing is exercising an option in a contract. And let me give you my favorite example of what an option in a contract might look like and what exercising an option in a contract might look like. Say you hire somebody to build you a house, and in the description of the house that you want them to build, you say, look, you can either build a porch or a patio, lay a patio, I don't care which. And you provide a certain amount of money for that part of the contract.